Random House Audio presents New Life, No Instructions, a memoir. Written and read for you by Gail Caldwell. For Dick Chazen. But it's no use going back to yesterday, because I was a different person then. Lewis Carroll, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. I wonder about the pilgrims at Lourdes and Fatima, the ones who felt the glow and realized they could walk. Was it pure ecstasy from the get-go, or something gradual? Doubt turning into hope, then joy. Did they hesitate at all? Maybe they were a little skeptical. Okay, so I can walk again, but I should keep the crutches just in case. Grace or hallucination, their encounters gave them something, even a simple dose of courage. The real task must have come later, after they absorbed what had happened. Miracle, new life, no instructions. Chapter 1. Cambridge, 2011. My first tip-off that the world had shifted was that the dogs looked lower to the ground. I dismissed the perception as a visual misread. Because I was on crutches and couldn't bend down to touch them, of course they would seem farther away. Then a friend came to visit, a striking woman whom I'd always considered tall. She was standing across the living room, and I was smiling, happy to have her there, and I thought, Tink is small, and I never realized it before. The fact is that Tink is about my size.